Risk and opportunity are integral parts of living a fulfilling life. Let's look at an example of how risk and opportunity are balanced.
Susan is 45 years old and wants to get her driver's license to broaden her job search. You're secretly nervous about this because Susan struggles daily with anxiety, and you've seen her have panic attacks when she's been a passenger before. You're afraid that she'll cause an accident if she drives. But you're taking her to get her driver's license, and now she's the one who's worried. She says, "What if I fail the test? What if I pass and then I get in a car crash? What about car insurance and a vehicle? What if I get angry when I drive, and I've heard of people talk about road rage? What if I drive too defensively? Am I a risk on the road, or do people just assume I'll be?"
Susan's team is supportive in exploring options for Susan. What would you do next to be more person-centered?